Yesterday we heard the news, disturbing story of a teen boy accused of sexually abusing four younger children, once again placing our young victims in the spotlight and raising questions about how these extremely sensitive cases are dealt with, particularly in our justice system. We are joined this morning by a very concerned Reverend June Dolly, who is out of the Blue Downs Court this morning for a case that brings all these concerns to the surface. Reverend Dolly, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
All right. Share as much or as little information as you wish regarding the case that has brought you to Blue Downs this morning.
So the young boy, he was 7 years old and he was raped. So he was raped. He was sexually molested from age 5 to 7 and raped at age 7. It's been at court since that time. He's turning 14 this year, 46 postponements. And so for a child to go through the trauma of rape is extremely difficult. And then you get raped by the system once again by seeing your perpetrator over and over and over again. He attempted suicide on 4 occasions. It has affected his family so much that they actually relocated to another province because there's just too much memories here of the malls where it happened in and the fact that every time he has to go to court, even though it's in camera, he sees his perpetrator, we have to pass by each other. He has to go in, they have to come out again, and they see each other. And this young boy is so traumatized. His mom is on medication. He's seeing a psychologist and a psychiatrist. And we do not realize the effects that postponements have on a child, just as much as the effects of rape on a child, for that matter. And so the child gets traumatized over and over again. And I remember listening to one of his voice notes that he sent to his mommy, and I broke down in tears because that was his suicide note, you know. He tried to hang himself. He cut himself. He self-mutilated. And it's a call for help. And the system constantly would find the child during school times. It's the first time it's during the vacation. Every time the mom said, please wait till the holidays, they wouldn't. So he missed so much school in these 7 years that he's failed a few times, and that again brings peer pressure. So the system, unfortunately, is failing our children, and I hope that this case will be prioritized now after nearly 7 years.
And does it look like it will be, Reverend Dolly? Are we likely to see the matter, progress and proceed this morning in a manner that you expect?
I'm hoping that it will. I'm honestly hoping that it will. And that's why I'm there today, to put pressure on. And if it gets postponed again today, then I am taking it further with the Director of Public Prosecutions, because you cannot put a child through so much trauma. It's torture. The Bill of Rights, it's in our Constitution, has stripped this child of all his rights. And that is unacceptable.
Yeah. And 7 years on, how much of it is still fresh memory? I imagine a lot, because once you go through that kind of trauma, it's literally engraved in your mind. But he was 7 years old and now he's 14. How much of some of the detail that obviously will need to be interrogated will be remembered by the young lad?
Well, correct. But unfortunately, also he's been doing it for 7 years, so he's having to rehash it all the time. And so he's not had a chance to actually bury it. He's not had a chance for closure and to move on and to find healing. So that's the thing. And the other thing you've mentioned about a minor obviously raping as well, and that is the sad reality that we are facing, that there's just so much crime and trauma in this country that perpetrators are even becoming younger. But the effects on the victim remains the same irrespective of the age of the perpetrator.
The reasons for the number you shared was 46 or 48 postponements.
46.
Are they valid? Because yes, you expect that there will be postponements, but this seems like an incredibly large or high number of postponements over the seven years.
No, obviously it's load shedding, and then the prosecutor was ill on a few occasions. Magistrate was not available on certain days. So it was all different reasons given. The child is too traumatized. I don't know why they expect the child not to be traumatized, because it is rape, which is extremely traumatic. So these are the excuses that were given. Load shedding really doesn't help at all.
Yeah. Because What would help, I would imagine, is having specialized units returning to our criminal justice system that can then prioritize these matters, right?
100% correct, and that's what I've been pushing for as well. We need to have that, and we need to have either generators or inverters at court as well, because they don't realize that them is just another case number, but it's a person, and they don't realize the effect that these postponements have on the children.
Yeah. Reverend Dolly, please give us an update at the conclusion of the day today regarding what happened. We'd love to obviously continue with you and the 14-year-old on their journey, as we hopefully will see justice done for him. He certainly doesn't deserve the way he's being treated by the criminal justice system. Thank you very much to you, Reverend John June Dolly, who's an anti-gender-based violence activist who is this morning at Blue Downs Court to support now a 14-year-old who was a victim at the age of 7 of sexual abuse and has had the matter postponed 46 times.